And as a result, I developed the Armor of God Stop Smoking Method, which is based off of Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18, which says, just finally be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the word, then the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions for all things. From this verse, I took the imagery created by the words of Ephesians and came up with my stop smoking method. And this is where we started out, Patricia.
Why should I use the Lord to quit smoking?
The Lord should be the first avenue of help within everybody's lives. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Knock and the door will be opened. All things are possible with the Lord. These words have been given to us for a reason. Prayer and the word of the Lord performs miracles. Why not start with the Lord?
You know, I agree totally with that anyway. He helps you get through everything else. Why not be able to use him for...
Well, yeah, and it's not just smoking. It could relate to any sort of addiction in this case, physical addictions or any other addictions for that matter.
How do you think quitting smoking can improve a life?
Well, number one, it can improve your relationships with others, with your loved ones. It will, of course, make you healthy. It's not an easy process. And, I mean, anyone who has dealt with any other types of addiction and recovery from that those addictions knows that the end result, although you may struggle during the process, the end result gives you a much better life. Once I had gotten through the addictive process of, or the process of getting the drug out of my system, it was like somebody lifted a black cloud off of me. Not only was I physically healthier, but I was mentally healthier too. It just made such a big difference in my life.
Well, you've got this Armor of God to Stop Smoking Method started.
Right.
How does another person get started in this?
Well, my first thought would be for them. I have a website that I've had out there since January of 1999. And I've had people from all over the world go to this website. I started that website out everything in 1999 on the internet pretty much was free. I mean, you could set up a free website.
And what is this website?
Oh, the website is The Armor of God, TheArOfGod.net.
And is that the only way for them to contact you or find out about this?
It's the direct way to go to the website. I have a lot of information on that website about how I've developed this over the years. I've also written a small book on it that's available through Amazon. And if you go to Amazon.com, you can pull up The Armor of God Stop Smoking Method.
With The Armor of God Stop Smoking Method, is there any of the any chemicals, any of the nicotine patches or any of the cigarette, electronic, is any of that involved in any of this, or is it all a personal journey?
Frankly, I think that anything that will help a person cease smoking is not a bad thing. However, I'm not a big fan of pills, patches, or gum. I had tried the gum a couple of times, and I'd find myself chewing and then pursing my lips and inhaling, trying to see if I could get the effect I had if I was smoking. It's the pills, patches, and gums are just another delivery system for the drug nicotine.
Right.
And my personal feeling is I would like folks to try it without first. And if they're just absolutely tied into it, and I was tied into it really hard. I belonged to a lot of the smokers' rights groups. I would always grouse to my smoker friends about the non-smokers. And at that point in time, you could still smoke in some offices and things like this and most public places. It's not like that anymore. And if you go around now, if you drive down through downtown Little Rock at noon, you will see all the smokers out in their little smoker circles gossiping and trying to suck down as much smoke as possible within 10 or 15 minutes.
Does that seem to be worse than
to? Well, at least when you go into an office these days, you aren't overwhelmed by it.
Right.
Now, I've worked in insurance for 34, 35 years now. And I've worked in all phases of it. At one point in my life, I worked in sales. And I would go out to businesses here in Little Rock in the general metro area, and I would approach businessmen and women about purchasing the product I was selling. And in fact, it was about two blocks from the studio here in the industrial section that I walked into an office. And this was in probably this was right after I quit smoking. And the place was just kind of a warehouse type operation with a little office right there in the middle. And everybody in that building must have smoked, because it just hit me like walking into a brick wall when I walked in there, and I couldn't stay and try to sell.
Right. Do you find it easier to insure a person that doesn't smoke?
Well, yes, it does make a difference. And this goes way back.
Yeah.
As far as if a person smokes, that's going to increase your cost of health insurance. I mean, and it's going to increase the cost of life insurance and the things that are important to you and your family. Important to you, because I think we all look for ways to save money as we go through our daily lives, and I know I'm no different than most of us. And honestly, though, that was not my concern when I quit smoking.
Right.
But it is, like I said, one of those side benefits that comes along after you have gone through the process and you no longer smoke.
But so you save the cost on insurance, plus you save the cost of what a pack of cigarettes is, and...
Well, I mean, the cost of a pack of cigarettes in 1999 versus what it is today, my goodness.
It's awful.
but you have to look back at those of us who grew up in the 60s and the 70s, and that time frame. When I was in the Air Force, I could buy a pack of Marlboros for 25 cents, a carton for $2.50 at the base exchange.
Oh, yeah.
And you just get used to that. Oh, you know, that's hardly anything.
Yeah.
That was less than the price of a gallon of gas, which was about 35 cents then.
Oh, my goodness. You find a lot of people that said stress causes them to smoke. How do you present that they deal with or cope with the stress without cigarettes?
Well, In the year 2008, 10 years after I quit smoking, I faced the unexpected death of my mother, a divorce, and the possible loss of my job. And at that time, I also had a house that I was had purchased with two incomes, which I was now running with one income. And those, you know, death, divorce, job loss are two of the major stressors in our life. And I was facing that. Now, I came through everything without even a thought of lighting up a cigarette. There were also other stressful times in the first 10 years after I quit, but each time I looked to the Lord for the comfort, and I made it through. Everyone can cope with stress without having to light a cigarette, whether you believe it or not.
Well, not just in times of stress. Well, with your program, do you present the person to gradually quit, or is it a cold turkey? Or
no, it's really not cold turkey. It is a process that normally would be go along for about 4 to 6 weeks is what I would envision. And each day you reduce the amount of nicotine you introduce into your system. You know, whether you're smoking or dipping or anything else. And you reduce that amount on a daily basis. And that helps your body, because your body is craving that drug. It wants you to suck it down into your lungs and fill all the delicate areas with that noxious fumes. And so it wants, your body wants you to do that. So that's why you have to reduce the amount it's getting every day. And sometimes at some point it might rebel a bit, but you just have to tell it who's boss.
Yeah. So as you feel your body healing and getting past the obsession of needing or wanting the nicotine, so it gets easier that away. So a gradual approach is...
Right, and I set a date, and this is what I say on the website and in my book, is you must set a date. You must have it mean something to you. In my particular case, my date is November 11th. It was November 11th. 1998. That's Veterans Day, and I have been involved with veterans activities. I was on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Committee way back when, before it was built, here in Arkansas, and it's just been a kind of a touchstone date for me, and so that's why I chose that date. And I would encourage people to follow that lead and find a date that's important to them, primarily to them. It doesn't have to be your anniversary. It doesn't have to be Christmas or anything else. It should be a singular date that is important to you.
Has the success rate on getting people over this?
Well, I wish I had some statistics that I could just pull out from someplace and tell you, oh, yes, we've had a bunch of folks. But I honestly can't tell you for sure. Like I said, I have had people from countries that I've never heard of. And I was a pretty decent geography student when I was growing up. I mean, well, some of the countries weren't countries back when I was growing up. But... occasionally I will get some feedback from folks who have used it. I go out there and I have a little counter on my website, and it tells me what countries people check the website from, and it just totally amazes me that there are what I would refer to as non-Christian countries that come to it on a regular basis. There are just countries that you... The only country I really haven't seen a bunch of hits from is France. And, you know, France has a lot of smokers. And but I get a lot from England and from New Zealand and Austria and Canada, just all over the place.
Yeah. All right, Jim, would you like to give your website address again before we go to break?
Sure. That's www.thearmorofgod.net.
All right, this is Patricia with Recovery Talk. I'm here with Jim Lights. We'll go to break for just a minute, and we'll be right back with you.
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
We're back from the break. Tricia?
Hi, I'm Patricia. This is Recovery Talk. We're back in the studio with Jim Lights and the Armor of God Stop Smoking Method. Jim, one of the questions I want to ask is, what if they don't have a computer or an e-book reader?
That's a good question, Patricia. We've gotten really into a digital age over the last few years, and although both my wife and I still read hardbound books, and I mean, I have a Kindle, I have an iPad and everything else, but from time to time, we'll all just read real books. And I thought about this during the process, because it was easier for me to publish this in digital format. I could get it to the market. I could get it out there with people if I went digital, and it would have been extremely expensive for me to just go as a hardbound into the Vanity Press or something like this. Now, everyone should be able to go to any public library to pull up the website if they need to. The information on the website costs nothing. It costs nothing to go to your public library. I don't know anyone in my life who I interact with on a regular basis who does not have a computer. you know, any of my friends, if I needed to, I could go over to my dad's and use his computer. The resources today are much better than they were 13 years ago when I started this out. And it has just been within the last year that I've really had time to sit down to expand the book version and to get it out there. Now, yes, it would be nice if at some point I could come out with a hardback book. At this point, it's not in the works right now, but you can, like I said, you can always go to the public library, print off whatever you need from there, go to your friends or relatives, same thing. So it's not like if you don't have a computer in your house, you're lost, because there are resources out there for you.
Okay, what if I have a spouse or a significant other, a family member who smokes and they don't want to quit?
You have to remember that quitting smoking is an individual choice. Now, you may have other family factors, health factors, everything else, but when you come right down to it, you made an individual choice to start smoking, and it's up to you to make an individual choice to quit smoking. You cannot dictate how others in your life react. By quitting smoking, you're making a healthy choice, not only for yourself, but others who you might be around. In my personal situation, I guess it was about a year and a half, 2 years before my wife quit after I quit. And I will admit, it's sometimes difficult for someone trying to quit to be around another person who's just had a cigarette, particularly if you're in an intimate relationship. This is where your shield of faith has to come into play. The burning arrows mentioned in the verse I see as the flaming cigarettes that are before you. And you will have some family members even, or friends, who will chide you, who will make fun of you. Oh, man, you're quitting smoking. What are we going to do? You aren't going to be around here smoking and be in the smoker circle and stuff like this. Okay, they're talking about themselves. They aren't worried about your health. They aren't worried how this will affect you 5 or 10 years from now, or even 30 years from now if you can manage to live that long. This is, like I said, an individual choice that will benefit you, will benefit your loved ones in the long run, whether they believe it or not, and will give you a longer life. Very simple.
With the Armor of God Stop Smoking Method, if they go to your website or get your book or whatever, does it show guidelines and help them in this process?
Well, yes. I had to make it simple for me, so it should be simple for anyone else who goes there. I took each of the symbols in the Armor of God verse, and I wrote about how that affects me, how it can be used to guide a person on their own personal journey through quitting this addictive process.
Is there a amount of time or a length of time that the cravings last?
Oh,
and do they go away?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, at first, you don't think they're ever going to go away. But they do. However, like I said, it takes time. My middle son, who is a registered nurse here in Little Rock at the med center, he had previously smoked, and he also had suffered from bladder cancer at a very early age. And that, along with his profession, caused him to quit. And after he quit, in fact, it wasn't too long after he quit, he came to me and he said he had dreamed about smoking and he felt guilty about it. And I said, well, you know, the same thing happened to me. And it happened on a regular basis for probably the first 6 months after I quit smoking. The first few weeks, you can still smell the nicotine as it sweats out of your body. It's just, I mean, your body is purging itself of this drug. And you can smell it. You'll wake up and you'll smell it on your pillow ceiling. You haven't had a cigarette in 6 weeks at that point in time. But your body will be undergoing positive physiological and psychological changes. Your body will let you know about these changes one way or the other. It's how you react to what should be anticipated changes that will determine the outcome. In other words, your outcome is a healthier life, a longer life.
So with your program, your first beginning pieces are to find you a date to start reduction of
nicotine. Well, what it is, it's actually two dates when you get right down to it. It's the date you're going to start, and it's the date that you're shooting for as your quit date. That's how you would look at it from a perspective of how it's going to affect you. You have a start date, you have a quit date.
Okay. Can you elaborate on what you mean by a start date and a quit date?
Okay. Start date is when you take a positive physical action to reduce the amount of nicotine that goes into your system, whether it's through smoking, dipping, whatever your delivery method is for the nicotine into your system. On the start date, and I mean, be reasonable. I've known people who've gone cold turkey, and I've known people that have gone cold turkey about 10 times. That's why I prefer, this is my own preference. I'm not saying that it's perfect for everyone, but my own preference is a gradual reduction starting on a certain date, the start date.
Okay. And after the start date, you've got a quit date. Does the quit date mean that you entirely lay the nicotine down?
Yes, it does.
And how long of a period would you say, you know?
I would suggest 4 to 6 weeks, depending on how you think the drug nicotine affects you personally. And with me, I guess it was probably 3 to 4 weeks. And a part of that was really wanting to do so because I felt like if I didn't, I was probably going to have a heart attack before I was age 50.
Yeah, or at the least a stroke and
yes.
You'd be crippled up. And right.
All you have to do is look at the TV. I don't know if you have watched TV lately, but they have been running a lot of commercials about people who have had strokes, who have had their chest opened up to have their lungs removed, stuff like that. And these are not old people. These are people a lot younger than me.
Yeah, I'm sure that a lot of people agree that smoking is not good for you. It's, you know, it is one of the habits of addictions that it should be stopped. But on your, when you set your goals, so don't set them too high for failure.
Yes, that's true. You don't want to get too enthusiastic about it until it's a process and you have to work through it and you have to be reasonable.
Okay, in the Armor of God Stop Smoking method here, I see the Armor of God elements. You've got primary elements of the armor of God. For one here, you have the belt of truth. Can you?
The belt of truth, in my analogy on this, goes back to being honest with yourself. And if you believe that smoking is good for you, you're not being honest with yourself. We all have to admit the truth on all of our actions, whether it's something relating to smoking, our relationships, or anything else.
And that's just a way of life.
Absolutely.
Okay, and for two, you have the breastplate of righteousness.
The breastplate of righteousness always strikes me as something that's physically on my chest, and it protects me from, or protects my lungs from the advances of the nicotine, from the attacks by the nicotine.
Two-right rule. Okay, and for three, you have feet fitted with the gospel of peace.
If you can't go through your day in a peaceful manner, and I start out each of my days by going through and spiritually putting on the armor of God during my daily prayers. Excuse me. And one of the most important things within our lives, and I've worked in the corporate world for many years. I've worked in politics some. And trust me, there's not much peace in those areas in the overall scheme of things. But you as an individual have to accept that if you want peace in your life, you have to be peaceful within yourself. And that element of the armor helps me.
Okay, and then you got the shield of faith.
Oh, that's one of my favorite ones. That extinguishes the flaming arrows of the evil one. Now, what symbol could be better than that for a burning cigarette bouncing off that shield of faith? Your faith is holding back that addiction from that burning stick of tobacco that's in front of you.
Okay, and then you got the helmet of salvation.
The helmet of salvation, I think, kind of more of a physical thing, as far as you have to keep your mind right, and that helps protect your mind as you go through this process.
And the sword of the Spirit.
The sword of the Spirit is the word of the Lord. And there is probably no weapon more powerful in this struggle than the word of the Lord and what it has shared with us.
So you go through and use Bible verses and pieces cut from the Bible in the...
The imagery of what is presented in Ephesians by the Apostle Paul, I think, is a good roadmap for what I've been trying to do. Now, one thing that we all have to take into consideration is things are not always done in our own time, but in God's time. In other words, we are waiting on God for most things within our life. Now, one thing this waiting helps us do is it helps us develop patience and endurance. It requires us to have faith in God's promises because they're out there. It requires us to act on the basis of what God has planned for us rather than what we may have already planned. I mean, obviously, at times he's had some very different plans for me than what I had planned out. But this also enhances our appetite for the good things God has in store for us. That is just the promise. And it requires us to set aside our desire for immediate gratification as we wait on God's best. And one of the better illustrations of that is the farmer illustration from James chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. And be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm. Where have we heard stand firm before? Back in Ephesians. Because the Lord's coming is near. But the Lord has some marvelous things that are out there for each person who is listening to the broadcast today. And like I said, you have to be patient. You have to present yourself to the Lord. You have to read His words. You have to understand how they act and react within each of your individual lives.
Yes, isn't living in God's will and not yours a basis for a good everyday life?
Absolutely. I mean, if we don't, then we're aimless. We have no rudder on our boat of life.
Okay, and would you like to give that website again one more time before we get to another break?
Sure. It's www.thearmorofgod.net. All one, no spaces. thearmorofgod.net.
Thank you.
Have you thought about losing weight, toning your body, or just want to get healthier? Call Adam at Anytime Fitness. Do you have a weird schedule and the gym closes before you get there? Well, call Adam at Anytime Fitness. Do you travel for your job and miss your workouts? Call Adam at Anytime Fitness. Do you like to tan? Well, everybody likes to tan. Call Adam at Anytime Fitness. Anytime Fitness, located at 5923 JFK Boulevard, has a state-of-the-art cardio theater section, free weights, circuit machines, free tanning, and hot clean showers. All memberships include a free personal training session to get you started in the right direction. You'll also have 24-hour access as well as 24-hour access to over 1,000 Anytime Fitness clubs nationwide. You can go to their website and find locations around the country. That website is www.anytimefitness.com. That's www.anytimefitness.com. Why wait? Call Adam at 501-771-0908 or stop by 5923, that's 5923 JFK Boulevard, for information and a tour of the facility. And while we're on the subject of losing weight, KLRG and our associates will be hosting a Visalus Challenge Party Saturday night, May 5th at 7 p.m. You will meet Linda Kinneman, host of Recovery Talk, Craig Anthony, the Morning Maniac, and myself, Dino Dean. This is an event that you must not miss. You need to be here. You will be introduced to the newest successful weight loss program. And no, this is not a diet. This is something you really need to check out. It's a great product. Everybody swears by it. You will hear success stories, have an opportunity to join a program with over 100% of network support. They will always be there for you. You just hop on a computer, call our associates, and we'll help you out the best we can. Learn how to shed those unwanted pounds. Come on in, have a good time, enjoy yourself, meet new friends, and learn how to lose weight comfortably. And you can visit us here at the station, take a look around, and if you haven't been in a radio station before, it would be a unique opportunity for you to do so. KLRG is located at 6400 Scott Hamilton Drive. That's 6400 Scott Hamilton Drive. We are in a building, and we have the KLRG banner up outside, and you'll see some satellite dishes, and we're on the corner. So come on in, and like I said, we're on the corner of 65th Street and Scott Hamilton.
Make that money, baby. You got to make that money all right. job and let it thrive. Make that Luciani, earn that bread. Make it meet and you can live. Got to give my prerogative. Make that money. Make that money. Baby.
All right, we're back from the break.
Thank
it is 57 degrees outside, Patricia. It's warming up just a little bit.
All right, it needs to. Thank you, Dean. Also, Recovery Talk can be, we have a website that is at www.recoverytalkusa.com. And we have an address, but I don't have it in front of me, and I forgot it. So, but we are back in the studio with Jim Lights for the Armor of God Stop Smoking Method. Do you get a lot of people that ask you different things like, why should they quit? Smoking makes them feel good?
Yeah, smoking does make you feel good when you're smoking, but you're also ingesting a highly addictive, mood-altering drug. We don't think about that when we see those commercials, or actually they don't have commercials anymore, the ads in the paper and the news magazines and stuff. At the same time, you are inhaling noxious fumes into some of the most delicate areas of your body that are poisoning you from the inside out. Now, does that make you feel any better?
Probably not, but... It's still that, you know, that's one of the things that you hear a lot on people that do smoke.
I know, and it probably helps you relax to a certain degree. And why should you give it up? Again, we're talking about ingesting a highly addictive, dangerous drug into your bodily system. You are destroying your health.
No.
And that doesn't, when you get right down to it, that really doesn't help you relax.
No. No. And what if you can't quit?
Well, you know, I didn't think I could ever quit smoking. As I said earlier, I was a member of smokers' rights groups. I ran it in raving. I was pretty obnoxious. However, as I stated on my website and in the book, it was a quiet voice that I didn't ask for that spoke to me one day. It was basically stating if I didn't quit smoking, I would die. I truly believe I would have... You know, as we talked about earlier, I would have had a heart attack, stroke, or anything else. I have a family that I dearly love. I have three wonderful sons. I have a beautiful wife. And I want quality time with them as long as I can. As I get older, I'm pushing 62 now. And I'm starting to look at retirement. I have friends who have already retired. I want to spend the last part of my life having fun and enjoying my family, enjoying going places with my wife. Just that's all in front of me. If I am or had continued smoking, number one, I might not have had it at all. Or if I did have it, I'd go wheezing along. So that is what I say to people who say, I can't quit smoking. Yes, you can. And I'm not being political at all about that. But you can do it. Every one of us has it within ourselves to do it. It's just how you go about doing it.
And I have heard a lot of women stress the fact that they're afraid to quit smoking. They don't want to gain that weight.
Well, over the past few years since I quit smoking, and it's been 13 years or so now, the only weight gain that of any significance that I've had personally was due to my workout, my exercise routine with weights and free weights and resistance bands and stuff like that. Now, if you decide you're going to quit and replace the cigarette with cakes, cookies, and pies, yes, you're going to gain weight. Even I would gain weight with that scenario, but I choose to make every attempt to eat healthy. So just because you quit smoking does not mean you're going to gain weight. It's the choices you make after you quit.
Okay. And most of this program, we have been talking about the fact of why to quit and this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I would like to talk more about the program you have here on how to quit.
Okay.
You start off with, you pick your date, or two different dates. One of them is to reduce your nicotine intake, and then your quit date should be 4 to 6 weeks later. What else is involved in this program? Just those two things?
Well, you know, a day does not go by that I don't put on that armor of God. That has to, you have to establish a routine. I prefer early in the morning, or whenever I'm, before I start doing a whole bunch of things. That's a part of, quite frankly, my exercise program. I'm exercising physically and spiritually as I put that on every day. And there's, as long as you do that, you're making yourself aware of it mentally and spiritually, that this is what's before you today. This is what you're doing to help yourself to avoid the nicotine cravings and everything else that may attack you while you're in the process of quitting.
So, as far as the armor and getting yourself ready for, and, you know, I wake up and pray every morning. Every morning. When I open my eyes, my first contact is with my God. So I start my day with that, and I speak to God all day long in every aspect of my of living.
Mm-hmm.
So that wouldn't be anything any changing.
No, it really wouldn't, but you would be adding this into. With me personally, I start off with it, and then I get into my concerns that I want to share with the Lord. And people will do, different people do different things.
So you're saying armor yourself with asking the Lord to help you with this addiction from nicotine.
Correct.
Okay. And then,
you've
got on your, picked your date,
mm-hmm.
you've done your reduction, you've got your quit date, and you're arming yourself with a good spiritual foundation and way to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And what's next?
It's kind of like when you, what it says on the back of the shampoo bottle as you shampoo your hair, do it again. Every day, it's a part of it. Now, it's not as detailed as, say, maybe a 12-step program. I'm not asking you or not suggesting that people go out and go to people they've dealt with and deal with the individual issues with them. This is a totally personal way to approach quitting smoking. It's between you and God. And you aren't going to disappoint God. You might think you do if you have go out and sneak a cigarette. You aren't. He knows everything already. You're just opening the door to him in your life every day to use his word, as written down by the Apostle Paul in Ephesians. And you're using that on a daily basis. And other than that, that's pretty much it. It's nothing complicated.
Okay, and it says here in some of the literature on in chapter 5, I guess, of your book, it's to begin your journey. It says, "Do not keep your mission to the end to end your addiction a secret."
Well, that's true. I mean, as we first start off, one of the biggest fears of in anyone's life on anything is fear of failure. And that's why initially this is something you have to develop yourself. Now, if you have a spouse that wants to, or a significant other that wants to quit at the same time, I think, you should share it with them from the beginning. But you're both individuals. You're both making individual choices. And after you have reached your quit date and you have done this, you need to let people know that you have done this, because they'll say, hey, come on, Joe, let's go out and have a cigarette. And so it's even if they know you've reached your quit date and you're quitting, at this point that will help, hopefully, in most cases, reduce the amount of temptation that is placed before you every day.
Okay, and it says also in case you fail in your attempt.
Well,
these were support.
Yeah, we all fail in things we do throughout our lives, and this is just one possible point where we could fail. But if you have loved ones, friends, relatives that you know will be positive influences on your journey to quitting, then use them. Do not tell them. Tell them that this is what you're doing, how you're doing it, and you would appreciate their support. And I, in my life, I have never run across any of my loved ones or friends who wouldn't do that for me.
Right.
And if they won't do it for you, then they might not be your friend.
Yeah. Protection and courtesy, and then help others with their...
Well, you know, I managed to quit smoking a long time ago.
Right.
And, you know, some people have said, well, why do you even care about what happens with total strangers? And when I first started the website, and like as I said earlier, when back in 1999, everything on the website was free. You get a free website, you get a free counter, you get a free guest book, the whole nine yards. And I felt as though that I had been given a gift. And I felt a spiritual gift, and I felt like I should share that. And I thought, well, heck, you know, the Internet's a great way to do it. And so I put something together. I put it out there. And I thought, if I can just help one person quit smoking, then I've, you know, made an impact in this world. And then all of a sudden, I started getting hits from all around the world. And it amazed me. And that's the amazing grace. That is what has been given to us by the Lord. And it's how we use it in our daily lives.
So, your final thought on these parts is it makes you healthier, better quality of life, better spiritual foundation. So it's all good aspects, positives to quitting as opposed to negatives of not.
There is no negative to quitting smoking or any addiction. Right. There is absolutely no negative.
I totally agree with you. And this is Jim Lights with the Armor of God Stop Smoking Method. His website is...
thearmorofgod.net.
And please try to get your nicotine addictions under control, and he can help you with that if you'll just go to that. This is Recovery Talk, and we're at www.recoverytalkusa.com, or you can send us a hotmail at recoverytalk@hotmail.com. And Recovery Talk is God-given and faith-driven. And until next week, see you later. That was awesome.
Recovery.com. That's W.